B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Beis. We're going to start two lines from the top of the Omid. We're in the middle of discussing Koheles Perek Yud Beis, how Shleima Melech Barov Chochmosoi, with his wisdom, he was teaching us and trying to impress on us to use the days we have when we have the strength, the youthfulness, and not wait until we are old and frail, and even worse, wait till we're no longer alive. Says the Gemara, B'yoyim sheyozu'u shomrei habayis v'hisavsu anshei hechoil ubotlu hatoichonois kimiatu v'choshchu horoi ois bo'arubois. And these are alluding to a number of effects of aging. Says the Gemara, B'yoyim sheyozu'u shomrei habayis, the day where the guards of the house tremble. What are they? Says the Gemara, Elu haksolim v'hatzlois, the flanks and the ribs, they guard the house, they guard the body. When a person gets old and frail, so do they. V'hisavsu anshei hechoil, and the powerful men will stoop. What are they? Says the Gemara, Elu sheikayim, these are the legs, they are the powerful men, they hold up the entire body whilst they have the strength. Ubotlu hatoichanois, and the grinders are idle. Elu shinaim, these are the teeth that are supposed to grind the food, and when we get old, we have trouble doing that. The teeth fall out. V'choshchu horoyois ba'arubois, and the gazers through the windows are dimmed. Obviously, elu einaim, these are the eyes that gaze through the windows, and when a person gets aged, sometimes his eyesight gets dimmed. Says the Gemara, Omale Kesar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The emperor said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, right through Shas, is famously known as the one who would take the challenge and take on the heretics, the tzidukim, the baisusim, those that would argue about the authenticity of the oral Torah, and he would be up for the challenge. So the emperor asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, "Maitam loy osis lebe Avidon? Why did you not come to the Beit Avidon, the home called Avidon?" And that was the place where the challenges between the maminim, the believers, and the heretics would take place. Omarli, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said to the emperor, "Tur Tilag, the mountain is snowy," and this was referring to his head. His hair had become whitened. Scharoine glidin, surrounding it is ice, meaning that his moustache and his beard had also become white. Kalboihi loinovchin, its dogs do not bark, meaning that his voice cannot be heard that well. Tachanoihi loitoichanin, its grinders do not grind, referring to his teeth that have fallen out. Beirav omri, the Talmidim and the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya added on and said to the Kesar, Adloy avidno bochishno, that it looks as if I'm searching, even though I haven't lost anything, which means that my body is stooped over, is bent over, and is shaking, and it's as if I'm looking for something on the ground, when in truth, I haven't lost anything. Tanya, Rabbi Yosi bar Kisma Oimir, Tovo trei mitlos, two is better than three, meaning better when a person can walk on 2 feet than when he needs to be aided with a stick, with a staff, which is a third one. Vailo lechado da'ozlo v'lo'asyo. Woe to the one, to the thing that goes and does not come back. And what is that? Maihi, Omer of Chizda, Yankusa, it's a person's youth. A person's youth, it's there when he has it, and then it goes and does not come back. Ki also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, Omar, he says, Yankusa klilo devardo. Youth is compared to a crown of roses. Sabusa, but an old age, is compared to klilo dechilfo, to a crown of nettles. Continues the Gemara, Tona mishmeid Rav Meir. Doik, chew well, bechovei, Bechoche, with your teeth, v'tishkach benigrei, and you'll find that the food gives your body strength, and you'll feel that strength in your steps. You'll be vigorous, you'll have the strength. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, v'nizba lechem, we were sated with bread, vanie toivim, we lived well, v'ra'o le'ra'inu, and we saw no evil. Omale Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinano, the sharp one, which is how Rav Yehuda was often referred to. Shri Shoykech V'ayil Lachmoch. Open your sack, which means open your mouth. V'ayil Lachmech, and let your bread enter your mouth. Ad Arboin Shnin, until a person is 40 years old, Michle Mailo. Food, solids are beneficial for him. Mikan V'eiloch, but as from 40 years and on, Mishte Maili, then liquids are more beneficial for a person. Continues the Gemara, Omar le'ahu goizah Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. This goizah, he was number one, he was a heretic, a kofer. Number two, he was a soris. A soris is somebody that cannot have children. And so this goizah said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha happened to have been bald. So he said to him, Mehocha le'karchino kamohava. How far is it from here to Karchino? Karchino, the word Kireach means bald, as if to say, how far is it till we get to the bald town? And he was trying to ridicule Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. Omale Rabbi Shua ben Korcha answered back, Kamehocha leguzanyo, as far as it takes to get from here to the Guzar land, referring to this heretic who was a Guzar, he was a Soris. Omale Tziduki. So this tzeduki, this heretic, said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, Barucho, Karucho Barbo, a bald member of the flock, which means a goat, and goats are referred to as being bald because they do not have the wool that sheep do, and it gets sold for 4 dinars, 4 coins. So some say that he also added on Ikoro Shalifa Betamanya, that a sheep or goat that cannot have children is 8. But in our version of the Gemara, it's Omale. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha actually answered back to this tzeduki, Ikoro shlifa betamanyo. You're trying to hurt me, or you're trying to ridicule me, that a bald animal, a goat, gets sold for 4. If you're already comparing us to animals, yes, then absolutely, in the animal world, you are worth much more. And an animal that cannot give birth to children, cannot bear children, gets sold for 8 dinars. Chazio de loisoim masoni. This heretic, he saw that Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was not wearing shoes. Omar lei, so he said to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, de al sus, somebody who rides on a horse, melech, is a king. De al chamoir, somebody who rides on a donkey, ben chirin, he's a free man. Ude min ali beriglohi, bar inish, somebody who wears shoes on his feet, he's a human being. Deloiha veloiha, somebody who neither has what to ride on nor has shoes to wear on his feet. The chapir ukvir tovmine, the one for whom a grave has been dug and is buried in it, is better off than he is. He was ridiculing Rabbi Shua ben Chananya that was not wearing shoes. Omer lei, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya responded, Guza guza, you soris soris, klas omartli, you told me 3 things. Klas Shamas, now you're going to hear from me 3 things in response. Number one, Hadras Ponim Zokon. The glory of a person's face is his beard. Somebody who cannot have children will not have a beard. Simcha Slave Isha. The joy of a person's heart is his wife. And he obviously didn't have a wife. Nachlas Hashem and Bonim. The heritage that Hashem has given us is our children, something that you cannot have. Boruch Hamokim, blessed is Hashem, Shem Menoacho Mikulam, that he's denied you of these 3. Omar Lei, this Kofer, now he got quite hurt, he realized that Rabbi Shua ben Chananya has finished him off, so he said to Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, Korcha Mutsuyono, you Korcha, you bald man, are very quarrelsome. Omar Leir, Rabbi Shua ben Korcha answered back, Ikoro Shlifa, you soris teichicha, you were the one that started the provocation, you won't do that again in a rush. I'm sorry, whenever I mentioned Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, I meant Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. Continues the Gemara, Omar Leir, Rabbi Rabbi Shimon ben Chalifta, Mipnei ma lo hikbelnu ponecho beregel, why did we not, Mekabel ponim, did we not come to visit you on the Yontov. And really what he meant is, why did you not come to visit us? But Rebbe, who was very humble, the Gemara says in Sota Daf Mem Tes that Rebbe was the most humble, and the Gemara says, Mishameis Rebbe bot lo anova. Rebbe was the last one of the absolute humble people, and in all his humbleness, he didn't say, why did you not come to greet me? It's, why did we not come to greet you? Like my ancestors greeted your ancestors, really meaning that your ancestors, the ancestors of Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, used to come and greet my ancestors of Rebbe. Omarli. So Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta responded to Rebbe, Sloim nasu gvoim, I'm very old, and rocks that I could easily climb when I was younger, they've grown very, very tall. Kroivim nasu rechoikim, distances that used to be close now feel very far. Mishtayim nasu sholosh, I used to walk on 2 feet, now I'm aided with a third one, with a stick. Mesim sholim bebayis botil, and the ability that I had when I was younger to be able to bring the shalom bayis in the home, to bring harmony in the home, is now functioning less optimally as it used to, and therefore it's not appropriate for me to leave home. Continues the Gemara. And now we're carrying on with Shleima Melech and the Psukim in Keheles. V'sugrut losayim bashuk. When the doors in the streets are shut, what is that? Elu nekovov shel odom. These are the openings in a person's body that when they get older, they get blocked up. B'shval koil hatachano. When the sound of the grinding is low, what does that mean? Bishvil kurkavon she'einoi toichan. It's the stomach that doesn't grind anymore, doesn't digest the food properly anymore. V'yokim l'koyel ha'tzipoyr. When one rises from the chirping of the birds, she'afilu tzipoyr menarotoi mishnosoi. Even the chirping of a bird can wake up an elderly person from his sleep because he doesn't sleep so well. V'yishachu kol b'nois hashir. And all the voices of song grow dim, they become like a whisper. Shafilu koil shorim v'shoris. Even the voices of male singers or female singers, doimois olai kashucha, they sound to him like a whisper. That's an elderly person who becomes hard of hearing, then everything is just a mere whisper. And the Gemara says, Va'af Barzilai Gilodi omar l'David. Barzilai Gilodi said to David HaMelech, Ben shmoinim shono neichi ayoim. I'm 80 years old today. Ha'eida bein tov l'ra. Can I distinguish between good and bad? And says the Gemara Mikan, from here we can see that shedaton shel zkenim mishtanois. The das, the senses of elderly people, they undergo change as they get older. Im yit'am avdecho esa she'oichal ve'esa she'eshte. Can your servant, which means can I, taste what I eat and what I drink? From here we see that the lips of the elderly become split. Im eshmo oid bekoil shorim b'shoris. Can I still hear the singing of male or female singers? Says the Gemara, mikansha osneim shel zkenim miskabdois. From here we see that the ears of the aged people, they become heavy and they become hard of hearing. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav, Barzilai Gilodi Shkorohava. Rav said that Barzilai Gilodi, he was lying when he said that he could not taste because of his old age. Dahi Amso Dahavya Bei Rebbe, there was a maidservant in the home of Rebbe, Bastishim Vataratin Shnin, she was 92 years old. Vahava's time of Kidran, she used to taste the food that was being cooked in a pot and to see whether it tasted right. And Barzilai, he was just 80 years old. He was 12 years younger than this maidservant, and he claimed that he couldn't taste anymore. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to explain why Barzilai seemed to deteriorate even faster than what was appropriate for his age. Rava Omar, Barzilai Gilodi Shotuf Bezima Hava. It seems Rava's arguing with Rav. He's not saying that he was a liar. It was true. And at 80 years old, he had deteriorated as other people would have deteriorated much later than 92. And the reason was, Shotuf Bezima Hava, he was steeped in immorality. V'chola Shotuf Bezima, and anyone who stooped in immorality, Ziknok Ifetes Elov, then old age comes to him much faster and more suddenly than it would relative to his true age. Continues the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi Omer, Talmidei Chachomim kol zman shemazkinim chochmon nitoisus behem. Talmidei Chachomim, the older they become, the more wise, their wisdom increases within them. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Bishishim chochma, in the aged is wisdom, Voirech yomim tvunan, in the length of days is understanding. However, V'amei Ha'oretz, but those who are not Talmidei Chachomim, kol zman shemazkinim, the older they become, Tipshus nitesves behem, their foolishness increases in them. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Meisir sofo l'ne'monim, that he distorts the utterances of the trustworthy, V'tam zekeinim yikoch, and the reasoning he takes away from the elders. And now we're going back to Keheles. Says the Gemara, Gam migavoya yiro, the elderly people, they even fear of heights. Shafilu gavshushis ktano, even what was used to be perceived as a small mound, doime olov kahori horim, appears to an older person as a high mountain. V'chatchatim baderech, and there's terrors on the road. He's afraid on the road. B'shor shemahalich baderech, nasa lo tvoim, when he walks on the road, he's full of anxieties. V'yonetz hashoked, and the almond tree blossoms. Ze kliboises is talking about the hip, where the bones of the hip, they start protruding, and it looks like it's blossoming. Vaistabil hechogov, and the grasshopper becomes a burden. Elu agovis, these are the buttocks, the behinds of a person, that even that, they become heavy for him to carry them. Vatofir ho avioino, and the avioino fails him. What is this? Zu chemdo, this is talking about desire. The typical desire that a healthy man has to be with a woman, an elderly person doesn't have this anymore. Continues the Gemara. Rav Kahana ave posik sidro kamei derav. Rav Kahana was reading a psukim in front of Rav. Kimoto lahai kro. When they were reading this posuk in Keheles in front of Rav, nogid v'isnach. Then Rav uttered a very long sigh. Omar, Rav Kahana said to Rav, Shma mino botele chemdei derav. It seems from this sigh that Rav no longer has this desire. Continues the Gemara, Omar of Kahana, Mai dichsiv, kihu Omar vayehi. There's a pasuk that says, kihu Omar vayehi, hu tzivo vayamuid. So kihu Omar vayehi, what does that mean? That Hashem spoke and it came to be zu isha. It's referring to a woman. If not for a specific Omar vayehi, a specific command, so to speak, of Hashem, then people wouldn't get married. It's only because Hashem commanded that it took form. Elu abonim, these are children. If Hashem would not have commanded into the bria, into creation, the desire to get married and have children, but nobody in their right minds would have children, nor would anybody in their right minds get married. And the Gemara explains, Tana, Isha chemas mole tzoya. A woman is like a leather jug full of excretions. Upia mole dam, with an opening full of blood. V'hakel rotzen acharei, in spite of all this, everybody chases after her. It must be, it's because Hashem put into creation kihut omar vayehi. And children also, children are an expense, they're a bother, it's very difficult to bring them up, etc. And it's only because Hashem said, that people have children. Continues the Gemara, we're going back to Keheles now. Because a man is constantly on his journey to his eternal world. His eternal world. Omer b'Yitzchok, melamed, it doesn't say al beis oilom, it says beis oilomoy, his world. Melamed, shekol tzadik v'tzadik, every single tzadik, noisnim loy modir, he gets a home, a lodging, lefik voidoi, that's befitting his level, what he deserves because of his work that he did during his lifetime. Moshe lemelech shenichnas hu v'avodov le'ir is compared to a king who, together with his servants, go into a city. Kashahin nichnosim, when they enter the city, kulam b'sharei echod nichnosim, they all enter through the same gate. Kashem lonin, However, when they want to go to sleep and spend the night, then kol echod ve'echod noisnim lo imodor lefi chvoidoi, they give lodgings to every person according to what's befitting them. The servant will not get the same lodgings as the king will get. So too, everybody goes to the grave in the same way. But when they come to the Olam HaEmes, when they come to the person, to the world up there, everyone's going to get his world, what's befitting him. Continues the Gemara of Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Ma'idich Siv, when it says in the Pasuk, Ki hayaldus v'ashachros hovel. What does it mean when the Pasuk says that childhood and youth, which is shachros, are vanity, are hevel? Dvorim sh'odom oisa b'yaldusoy, the things that a person does when he's young, mashchirin ponov le'izik nusoy, they blacken. The word shachros can mean youth, and it can mean blacken. So the things the person does when he's very young can blacken his countenance, the way he is when he's old. V'omer Rabbi Yitzchok, kosher rimo lemeis, the worms are painful for the dead body, for a dead person, kamachat b'bsar achai, like pins are, like needles are, to the flesh of a living person. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, af ach besoroi olov yichov, that his flesh will be pained over itself. So you see that the flesh of a dead person feels pain. Omer of Chizda, nafshoi shel odom misabeles olov kol shiva, a person's soul mourns over him for the 7 days after he passes away. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, v'nafshoi olov te'evol, the Pasuk says that the soul will mourn over itself. How long? 7 days. Where do we see this from? Uchsiv, it says in the Pasuk, v'yas le'aviv evel shivas yomim, that Yosef HaTzadik, he mourned Yaakov Avinu, his father, 7 days. So you see that mourning is 7 days. So if the Pasuk says that a person's own nefesh, nafshe, olov te'evol, avelos, mourning is 7 days. So that's where Rav Chisda deduced from there that a person is misabeles kol shiva, that means nafshe shel odom misabeles kol shiva. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yehuda, meis she'ein loy menachmim, if a person dies and there's no mourners, he's got nobody to mourn over him, 10 people should go and sit, they should sit in the place where he passed away. There was this person that died in the neighborhood of Rav Yehuda, and there was nobody there to mourn him. He didn't have any relatives. Every day Rav Yehuda would bring Rudvar Rav Yehuda Bei Asara, he would bring 10 people, v'yosfe b'duchtei, and they would sit in mourning in the place where this person passed away. La'achar shivas yomim, after 7 days, ichzelei b'chelmeid Rav Yehuda, this man who had passed away came to Rav Yehuda in a dream, v'omalei, and said to him, tanuach daitcho, let your mind be at ease, shehinachto et daiti, because you have set my mind at ease. So you see from here that the soul of a person, 7 days after a person dies, it's in mourning, and that's why Rav Yehuda, who had people mourning in the place that he died, he put this person's soul to ease. Continues the Gemara, Omer Bavo, Kol she'omrim b'fnei ha'meis, anything people say in the presence of a dead body, of a corpse, yoidea, that person knows, he's aware, he's conscious of what's being said. Achi sosim ha'goylol, until the goylol is closed. Rashi says the goylol is the lid of the coffin, the casket. Tosus, Rabbeinu Tam in Tosus says it's talking about the tomb, the stone that's put on top of the grave. Pligi bo Rav Chia v'Rav Shimon b'Rebi. One says until the goylol is closed, until then the person has consciousness and awareness of what's being said around him. And the other opinion holds that he has awareness until his flesh is completely decomposed. And we're going to bring proofs to both these opinions. Manda Omar Achis Akila Basar, the opinion that says that he has awareness until his flesh is decomposed. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ach besoroi olov yichov, v'nafshe olov tevel, as we said, that his flesh is pained over him, over his demise, and his soul will mourn itself. So you see that all the while that there's flesh, there's pain. Mando Omar Achi Sosim Agailal, the opinion who says that he's aware of what's going on around him until the Goylal is closed. Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayoshoiv Heofor, and the dust, referring to the body of a person, Al Ha'oretz Keshehoya, will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to Hashem, who gave it to him. So you see from here that all the while that a person is not yet returned to the earth, he's conscious. Once his body is returned to the earth, then that's it. He's no longer conscious and aware of what's going on around him. Tanu Rabbanon, Varuach Toshuv Elo Elukim Ashenesono. That's the end of this pasuk we just mentioned, that the spirit returns to Hashem who gave it to him. What does it mean, Ashenesono, who gave it to him? Says the Gemara, Tnolo, you return the soul to Hashem, Kamoish Nitnolacha, in the same way as he gave it to you, Betahara. When Hashem gave you the soul, it was totally pure. Make sure that when you give it back, it's just as pure. Af ato b'tahara, make sure when you return your soul, it should return pure. Moshe l'melech bos of Adam, this is analogous to a king of flesh and blood. Shechileg bigdei malchus l'avodov, he gave royal clothing to all his servants. Pikhin shebehem, the wise amongst them, kiplum v'inichom b'kufsa. All the while where they were afraid that they were doing things that would dirty the clothes, they would take these clothes off and fold them up and put them away in a box. They should stay nicely pressed and respectable and clean. Tipshim Shebahem, the foolish among the servants, holchu v'osu b'melocha, they wore these clothes and went around their work. And obviously the work soiled the clothes. L'yomim, sometime later, bikesh ha-melech eskelov, the king asked for all his garments back. Pikhin Shebahem, the wise amongst them, Hechzirum Loikashem Uguatzim, returned them neatly pressed because they had protected them all the time. Tivshim Shebahem, however, the foolish amongst the servants, Hechzirum Loikashem Uluchlochim, they had no choice, they had to return the clothes when they were in a soiled state. Somach Hamelech Likras Pikhim, when the king greeted the wise servants, he greeted them with happiness. Vakas Likras Tipshim, when he greeted the fools, then he greeted them with anger. Al Pikhin Omar, on the wise people, he said, Yinot Nukli L'Oitzer, the garments will be placed in the Oitzer, in the storehouse, in the chest, to the way they're supposed to be. Vahim, and the wise servants themselves, Yilchu L'Boteim L'Sholim, they'll go back to their homes in peace, which is the tzaddikim whose bodies will go to the grave and the neshamas will go to where they're supposed to be. Valtipshim Omar, but the foolish servants, he said, Kli yinotnu l'koivitz, the garments, they have to be given to the launderer to be cleaned. Vahim, and these foolish servants, yischapshu v'beisa asurim, they're going to be confined and locked up in prison. Says the Brisa, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same is with Hashem. Al gufon shel tzadikim, the bodies of tzadikim, which are not more than royal clothes. Oymer, he says, Yavoyu sholoim, let him come in peace, Yanuchu al Mishkavoisom, and let them rest upon their couches, which means that their bodies will rest peacefully in the grave. Val Nishmosom Waimir, and the Tzadikim themselves, which is their Neshomas, their spirituality, their souls. Hashem says, Vahoiso Nefesh Adoini, may the soul of my master, this was said about David HaMelech, but this is referring to all Tzadikim, may the soul of my master, Tzrura B'Tzrei HaChaim, be bundled in the bundle of life. Going back to where they're supposed to be. Val gufon shel rashoim, the bodies of rashoim are also royal garments that were given to them, but they soiled them. So Hu'aymir, what does he say? Ein sholim omar Hashem l'rashoim, there is no peace, says Hashem, for the wicked. Val nishmosom Hu'aymir, and the souls of these rashoim, what does he say? Ves nefesh oyevecha, and the soul of your enemy, of Hashem's enemy, yekal eno, again, this was said to David HaMelech, that it was said that David HaMelech, your enemies, what the Roshoim, what's going to happen to them? They will sling it. Hashem will sling it, but in the hollow, of the sling, they're going to be slung with a slingshot. Tanya, now the Bryce is going to explain a little bit more. What's this kafakela that? The Pasuk refers to the Kafakela to David HaMelech's enemies. And we saw before that all the Roshoim, that's what's going to happen to the Neshamas of the Roshoim, they're going to be punished in the Kaf HaKela. Says the Braiser, B'liezer Oimer, Nishmoson shel tzadikim genuzois tachas kisei hakovod. The neshamis of the tzadikim, they are going to be hidden under the heavenly throne. Shenem, as it says, v'hoiso nefesh adoini tzura b'tzoyer hachaim. The soul of my master David HaMelech is going to be bundled in the bundle of life, and that's under the kisei hakovod. V'shel roshoim zoymemois v'holchois. But the souls of the roshoim, they are going to be confined. Umaloch echod oimed v'soif oilam. One angel stands on one end of the world, of the universe. Umaloch echod oimed v'soif oilam. Another malach stands on the other side of the universe. Umekal in nishmos in zela zeh. They sling the souls of the Roshoim from one to the other, back and forth. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, ves nefesh oyivecho yekal eno b'tzoich kachav kaf hakela, that your enemies, David HaMelech's enemies, but it refers to all the Roshoim, then Hashem is going to cause them to be slung from Bekaf HaKela in the hollow of a sling, of a slingshot. Omar Le Rabbele of Nachman, Shel Beinonim Mai, what happens to Beinoni? He's not a tzaddik, he's not a rasha, he's 50-50. Is he going to the Tzvir HaChaim, to the bundle of life, or is he going Chas V'Sholem to the Kaf HaKela? Omar Le Rav Nachman answered him, Iko Shchivna, if I would have died before you asked me this question, le'omru luchu hai milsa, then I would not have been able to tell you what I'm about to tell you. Nobody knows this. I'm the only one who knows this because I heard this from Shmuel. Shmuel whispered it to me, and had you not asked me, nobody would ever know this. Hacha omar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel said on this issue. Eilu ve'eilu ledumonim sorin. Both the neshamas of the Beinonim and the neshamas of the Roshoim are given to the malach called Duma. That's the malach that takes, that receives all the neshamis. Halolu ein lohem manoach. The Roshoim will have no rest whatsoever. Halolu yesh lohem manoach. The Beinonim will have rest. Halolu ein lohem manoach. And the Roshoim will not have rest. Omer leir of Mori. Asidim tzadikim dehava afro. The bodies of the tzadikim are going to become dust in the grave. Dechsiv, as it says in the pasuk, v'yoshoiv he'ofor, and the dust, referring to the body of a person, shall return el ha'oretz, to the earth, k'shehoyo, as it was before man was created. Hanu kapuloi, there were these diggers, dehava koflu ba'arod of Nachman, that were digging in the land of Rav Nachman. And they obviously dug, and not wanting, they dug into a corpse of a person. Nochar buhu Rav Acher bar Yoshia. And Rav Acher bar Yoshia, who was a tzaddik, who was buried there, he snorted at them. Osu v'omru leil Rav Nachman. Then these diggers came back to Rav Nachman and said to him, Nochar ben Gavra, a dead man snorted at us from in the ground that we were digging for you. Osu Rav Nachman came v'omar lei, and he said to the corpse, Man nihu mar, who are you? Omar Le, the corpse, said to Rav Nachman, Ano Achai Bar Yoshia, I am the body of Achai Bar Yoshia. Omar Le, so Rav Nachman said to this corpse, V'lav Omar of Meri, did Rav Meri not say, Asid Tzadikim Dava Afra, that even the bodies of the Tzadikim, they get returned to dust in the grave? Omar Le, so the corpse, answered back to Rav Nachman, Umani Mori, who is Mori that you're quoting? Lo Yodanale, I don't know him, and the things he says don't really mean much to me. Omale Rav Nachman said to him, V'hokroksiv. It's not just that Rav Meri said this, it's based on a pasuk. Does the pasuk not say, V'yoshe v'ofor el ha'oretz k'shehoyo, that the dust will return to the earth as it was? Omale, so this body of Rav Achoy said to Rav Nachman, D'akriyoch k'heles, the one who taught you k'heles, Loi ikriyoch mishli. Obviously did not teach you mishli. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk in mishli, urakav atzomis kino. It's only people who have envy, who are envious and jealous people, they are the ones whose bones rot. Kol mishyesh loi kino beliboy, anyone who has envy in his heart, atzmois of markivin, his bones rot in the grave. Kol she'ein loi kino beliboy, anyone who does not have any jealousy and envy in his heart, then his bodies do not rot. His body will not rot in the grave. Goshesh. Rav Nachman, he wanted to feel the body. So he felt down on the corpse. And Chazya de'es b'ima Moshe. And he realized there was substance to it. There was flesh on the bones. Omer Lei. So Rav Nachman said to this body of Rav Achoy, Leikum mar legavei de'besa. Let this Rav Achai, come into my house. Omer Lei. So this body said to Rav Nachman, Golisa daitech, you've now demonstrated that filu nevi'e lo karisa. You don't even know how to read Novi. Tichsiv, as it says, Apostle in Yecheskel, V'idatem ki ini Hashem, and you'll recognize that I am Hashem, bepischi es kivreisehem. When I open your grave, what does that mean? It means that this body was telling Rav Nachman that the Pasuk says, when Hashem opens the grave, then he'll allow us to come out for Tchias HaMesim. Till Hashem opens the graves, we're not allowed out of the grave. So why are you, Rav Nachman, telling me to leave my grave? Omalei, Rav Nachman said to this body, V'oksiv, does it not say, Ki ofor atov el ofor toshuv? Does it not say that you are dust, man is dust, and to dust you shall return? So what's happening here? Omalei, so this body answered to Rav Nachman, Hahu shah achas kaidim tchias hamesim. You're right, every single tzaddik has to return to dust. But when? Moments before tchias hamesim, for a few moments, everybody is going to return to dust, and then it will stand up for tchias hamesim. Continues the Gemara, Omale ahu tziduki lirbavo. There was this tziduki that said, this koifer, who was one, a heretic, that said to Rabavo, you've said that the neshamas of tzaddikim, where are they? They are resting under the heavenly throne. So he asked a question. Oiva tamya. This oivya, which was some type of a magician or some type of koyach, of oiv, that he used to use bones, and through bones he would bring down souls and spirits. Heche aske de Shmuel b'negido. How did he manage to bring the neshama of Shmuel Hanavi back with Negido? Answers the Gemara, Omar Lei. So Ravo answered back to this tzeduki, Hosam b'toich shneim osa chodesh hava. In the case of Shaul and the sorceress, and what was going on there, it was within 12 months from when Shmuel had died. The Tanya, and we know it says in a Braisa, Kol Shnei Masa Chodesh Gufei Kaim, for 12 months the body remains somewhat intact. V'nishmasa Olav Yeredes, and the neshama goes up and comes down. La'achar Shnei Masa Chodesh, after 12 months are over, Haguf Botel, the body ceases to exist. V'nishmasa Oile, and the neshama goes up to the heaven, to the next world, v'shuv eina yeredes, and no longer descends down to this world. And therefore, within 12 months, this oiv managed to bring the neshama and speak to the neshama of Shmuel, but after 12 months, it's not possible anymore. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.